to see that a little bit. The chiyuv of bracha achrayim. So the question is, does the chiyuv, first of all, this is our final week at this location. Shem, beginning next week, we will be at the new location at 150 Bremsen Avenue. Except everything else will stay basically the same. This afternoon, anyone's around, this is going to be a bias in the building, and you're all cordially invited to attend. 2:30 is Mincha, followed by Drushes and dancing. So we spoke about last week about the Chiyuv of Birch Sananin, and how the Gemara says that the Chiyuv of Birch Sananin is based on the Svara, the Oslo of the Mahanois, whether it was Rabbi Bracha, and Tumahalch. We discussed the Tumahalchim, that either the food itself you don't have a right to until you make the bracha, or the it's the chayvus bracha, it's also to be nana without the chayvus bracha, which seems to be tumahalchim in the Rishayim. So the question is, how do these apply to bracha achreina? Is bracha achreina the same concept as bracha Rishayna? So the source of this question really is based on a cast of Mishnah. So if you look on page Chav Zayin in your Kuntres, so the Rambam says, Kol shem avarchin olav v'tchila ha-maitzim avarchin lachar v'saib b'chsam v'alzayin kisidra arba brachas v'chol shem avarchin olav v'tchila b'ay minim v'zaynis avarchin b'saib v'achar bracha achas min sholish chutz min ayriz. So anything that requires a bracha rishayna requires a bracha achrayna. B'med var murim sh'ochom kizayis l'mayla v'ochol pachs kizayis b'im na paz v'sh'oichlim v'ashayis l'pachs v'viz b'im na yayim b'im sh'am mashkin v'varch b'tchil bracha ru'i lo'isimil u'b'seif ein v'arch pach. The rule is that for bracha achrayna you need a shir, for bracha rishayna you do not need a shir. So the Kesef Mishnah says here, V'hadam Rinon, we start from the beginning of it, the Pachis Mikishir Mevarach Lefon V'Lachrav. That which we say by Pachis Mikishir, you make bracha before and not after, halachi base. So he says, Avagad Reish Ketz Mevarach Yalfinim Bracha Lefon V'Kal V'Chayim Bracha V'Lachrav. The Gemara says that the source for Bracha Lefon V'Kal V'Chayim is Bracha L'Achrav. We have a rule. If you learn say from Kabbal Chaim, you say Dayay. So if the bracha Rishayin is learned out of Kabbal Chaim from bracha Achreina, so then if bracha Achreina is a bracha Rishayin this year, so the Kesef Mishnah says practice after Reishah Chos Elu, Dolav Kabbal Chaim Regamuhu Lemidir Abonon Hu Shetach Lebracha Fonav Kishlenu Mezav Lebracha Kach Kosta Taisa Rosh. So the Kesef Mishnah quoted the Taisus. That is not a full-fledged Kal V'Chaim, and that's why Bracha Rishayna is only Derabonon, according to, all the Rishayim. The only one who said was the Reis of the Yeshua. I think virtually all the Rishayim holds only Derabonon. And therefore, you don't necessarily have to base it exactly on the Kal V'Chaim. So now here's the fine question. Vakati Koshni. Ma ro chacham lahachmir b'bracha lefonu shimi Derabonon, yesu bracha chreinu shihimi deraisa. So now, really, I mean, bracha chreina besides birchsa maz is deraisa. Bracha me'ein shalosh is a machlekes rishonim is deraisa. But and the other, but bayin fash is definitely only derabonon. So I guess he means, what he means to ask is bracha rishonim has no ikar min ha'tayra. Bracha rishonim is always derabonon. Bracha chreina at least sometimes deraisa. So why would we more machmir? V'nir li shel kach omru de betchili yavarech afil kol shu shem yimlach v'yeichel kishir. V'nir tzah shay tzarech brach lefonav v'im b'yad l'sakim. Avla achra v'kma adina shim ochel kishir yavarech m'avla yavarech. So the Kesef Mishnah says a ma'ir de kichidish. He says when we say l'aylam yen al-salon l'am v'ayim l'zab l'ay bracha means kishir. If you're eating less than the shir, me'ikar adin, if you knew vade 100% me'ikar adin, you were not eating a shir, me'ikar adin, you would not have to make a bracha lefonav. Same way you don't have to make a bracha l'achrav. However, since sometimes decide you won't think you're eating a shear and you end up eating a shear. Therefore, Chazal Masakim stomach to lay plug, even if somehow you know that you're not for sure eating more than a shear. But now there's a lay plug in Chazal Masakim that across the board you have to make a bracha, Mashenkin bracha achrav, you know that you whether or not you ate a shear. So that is the chiddush of the cast of Mishnah. However, most achrayim seem to most places seem to argue on this. For example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that the reason why you make a bracha and pachas and kishir is because here it's on page Mem Vav and Mem Zayin. So it says, Ha'eichel, Pachos v'kizayis, Bein Paz, Bein Sha'opim, V'asheisa, Pachos v'viyis, Bein Miayim, Bein Shamashkin, Mevarech, Tchilu, Bracha, Ru'i, Lois, Amin, Lachav, Bein Varech, Va. So the Mishnah says, Mevarech, Tchilu, Va'afiru, Kol, Shuhu, Bein, Midav, Eichel, Bein Mashkin, Va'asul, Lohanus, Ma'ayim, Lazeb, Lei, Bracha. There are a number of places where it says, Lashin, that they understand that any amount of achila is considered lohanis b'olam hazeh b'lei bracha. So the issur of lohanis b'olam hazeh b'lei bracha includes any amount of achila. And so the question is, what's the answer? What's the difference between that and bracha achrayim? So there's a number of different svaras that are given in achrayim to answer the chiluk between that and bracha achrayim. Why bracha achrayim is different? Then bracha rishayna, that by bracha rishayna is because of asad muhas b'loy bracha, and therefore the shear is kolshu. Mashenkin bracha achrayna is different. So one far is the class example is reyach. There's a mishnah in Nida. The Gemara bring it down over here in the kuntres. The Mishnah says that everything that needs a bracha lefanav needs a bracha la'achrav, except for page Lamed Tes. Kol haton bracha la'achrav, ton bracha lefanav, v'yesh shaton bracha lefanav, v'ein ton bracha la'achrav. And the Gemara has a different chat on what it means. And the Gemara comes out, it means reyach. That reyach needs a bracha lefanav and not la'achrav. The question is, what is taka special about reyach that it needs a bracha lefanav and not la'achrav? So, if you look on page Mem Aleph, the following page, basically, so Mishnah Berurah brings down two pshatim, one Mishnah Berurah, one Mishnah Tzion, why birch tereach does not need a bracha lachas. So the Mishnah says, "Blei tigna bracha achrayin erak b'chil shtiyah, b'lei bereach shana muetasi," because it's a small amount of hana, and since it's a small amount of hana, so therefore, they were not misakin on a bracha lachas. And he goes on to say, "V'yesh oid tamachis shifar nisakano legamri, v'dami lemandim es achel hamazon b'mei of the ov birchasi." That you need the mazon, you need the hanah to be kind at the time you make the bracha. So there's a chiddush here in Birchas Hananin as follows: that the bracha has to be connected to a hanah. It can't be on a hanah that's already received and is gone. So even though both the bracha lefanav and la'achrav are birchas hanen, and the bracha on the hanah, the difference, the bracha lefanav you're making on the hanah you're about to get. So that's the rule in Hilchos Brachas. You obviously can't make a bracha at the same time you're eating, or at the same time similar kind of birchas hanitzis. You can't do the bracha at the same time you're doing the mitzvah. So you have to make the bracha before, and the bracha you make before is connected to the achilo, to the mitzvah afterwards, and that's why it's so important not to be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah, or the bracha and the achila, because since the bracha is connected to the mitzvah and the achila, if you're mafsik, then it becomes a bracha batala. Bracha la'achrav is you already had the hana. You already had the hana. So how do you make a bracha la'achrav? The answer is that you still have the effects of the hana within you. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that the Kerel Bai says the time why there's no bracha achrav and reyach is because there are no lasting effects to the bracha. And Mashenki and Achila, there's a lasting effect to the bracha, that there's the sviya of the Achila. And therefore, the halacha is when the mazin is nisachel, when the mazin is fully digested, you can't make a bracha achrav anymore. Take it a step further, is there's a shailon achrenim feger klaus that it could be that the whole chiyuv of the bracha achrav is based on the hanas meyav, on the hanah that you have that you're full from the food. And what feger klaus is the following shailon. Feger klaus, let's say you have a bar mitzvah bacher, the night of his bar mitzvah, and he eats a suda an hour before it's tzeis kechavim. And he sits down and out for his company, eats a suda, and he benches. So now it comes 10 minutes later, after his kavim, and now he becomes a gadol. And he still has the sviya of the meal that he ate when he was a katan. Now he benched. But the halacha is, let's say a katan would bench to be maitzia gadol. The halacha is, a katan can't be maitzia gadol benching. Because even though katan is mechuyev, he's only mechuyev derabanan, he's only chiyev chinuch. So he can't be mighty a god when benching. So betray your class in such a case where a cotton ate a meal, and then he benched and became a godel, and then he's still full from the meal, still teich kedei ichul. Does he mechayiv to bench again? And so betray seems to say that the Yisrael Shaila is what is the mechayiv of the bichsamazim. Is it that the achila is mechayiv? Just when is the achila mechayiv? As long as you still have the effects of the achila, that's how long the achila is mechayiv. So as long as you still, the food is not fully digested, you still have the effects of the achila, so therefore, you can still make the bracha. Or, Jacob's other side is no. Maybe it's the sviya itself that's the mechayiv. Avada, the sviya has to come through an achila in order to be mechayiv, but the sviya itself is mechayiv. So since this person is now a gadol and he has a sviya that came through an achila, so he's mechayiv to bench, and even though he already benched, that birch samazim was when he was a katan, and since that birch samazim when he was a katan, is that birch samazim can't be mechayiv him for when he becomes a gadol. That is what Rabbi Tveger class.
And
he's
mostly another gadol.
And at that point, he makes another gadol, right? Right. So it seems that Drager holds that about it's true. For example, let's say someone has a feeding tube, or someone can't even have a feeding tube, and they have food put directly into their stomach. Pashtas are not mechuyev to a bracha achrayin on that. So you definitely need the action of achila. So it seems that Drager has it sad that the achila is just the tznai in the chiyev. Iker mechayev is the sviya. But even we say not like the Tveger, we say that the Iker Mechayiv is not the Sviya, we say like the other time of the Tveger, that you need the Achila, but that's clear that the Sviya is part of what's Mechayiv in Bracha Achreina. So you could say one of two Svaras that would be the Tarets the Kesef Mishas Kasha. Either we could say that it's true that both Bracha Rishayin and Bracha Achreina are based on this concept of Asa La'od Mohanus Lo'im Ezebolei Bracha. But there's a difference between the bracha rishayin and bracha chayinah. Bracha rishayin is before you get the hana, it's on the hana you're about to take. And therefore, any amount of hana is kasher hana, so even if you're eating a kol shu, you have the schiv of chayiv adam, chayiv also adam, mahanus lo'im adam, b'loi bracha, and he has to make a bracha even on a kol shu. Masha'en came when it comes to bracha chayinah, you're not making a bracha on the hana that you had 5 minutes ago while you were eating. That's not what you're making a brach on. You're making a brach on the fact that hana is still kayin by you. That hana, you're still benefiting from that achila. So therefore, you need to eat a shir that has a lasting effect. Similar to the kobe svara, that since the hana's reyach dissipates right away, so therefore, you don't make a bracha on the hana that happens, that you don't make a bracha chrein on that hana. And in fact, some achrenim want to say, I can't remember where I saw it, I think it was in this country, it could be something else. That's really what Rashi means also. The Mishnah brings that Rashi, that because the hana muetas reyach, that's why there's no bracha chreina. So the same idea that hana muetas doesn't have a lasting effect. Rashi really means the same concept as the kolboy. The other mahalach to say, not like the Kesem Mishnah based on this, based on this behavior, based on the, really based on the whole idea, is that the there's a difference between bracha rishayin, bracha chayin, and ikra takana. Bracha rishayin is taka, the din that we mentioned, also adam mohanes ben azobli bracha, that either the, like we said, either the peiri itself is hagdish, or your mechuyiv to give a chazal mesakin a chiyuv bracha on the hana. The chiyuv bracha chreina is all based on the derais of Birchas Hamazon. And the derais of Birchas Hamazon is the chalta v'savata v'yachta. That's the derais of Birchas Hamazon. So all our brachas achreinis, whether they're bracha chreina, whether you're going to a number of examples. Number one is Birchas Hamazon in a case where you didn't eat today's sviya, which is only derabanan. If you only ate a kezayis, your chai is in benching, but that's only derabanan because you didn't eat today's sviya. Or the bracha main shalosh, like the rishayim hold bracha main shalosh is only derabanan, or in bayin afashas as well that you're mechuyav to make. All these brachas are main deraisas of, I mean, Birchas Hamazon of Pachnisi is poshut like that, and even Bracha Mein Shalosh is also, it's a Me'ein of Birchas Hamazon, so it's obviously connected to Birchas Hamazon. In Baruch Fosh we'll discuss in a minute, but all these brachis are Ke'ein the Dereisa of Birchas Hamazon. And since the Dereisa of Birchas Hamazon, the Torah said, V'chalta v'savata v'yachta, the Torah specifically said that it's not enough just to eat, just to have the Hana. You have to have the Sviya, so either we could say, like Vegetad, the Sviya the whole Mechayiv, or even we don't say Savaydik Vegetad, but we see that the point is the Torah was only Mechayiv a Bracha Achreina on a lasting Hana, like Sviya. So therefore, all these Brachis Achreinais require this element of a lasting Hana, like Sviya. And it's very interesting that in Abayi Nefashis, which is the one Bracha Achreina that's Taka, not as connected to Birchas Hamazon as the others. In other words, there's two other cases of bracha chreina that are deraisa, which is Birchas Hamazon when you ate pachas v'gedei sviya, they're drabonim, I mean, which is Birchas Hamazon when you ate pachas v'gedei sviya, and Mein Shalosh. Mein Shalosh is, like some Rishayim, is also part of the deraisa Birchas Hamazon, but even like the Rishayim's drabonim, it's obviously based on the deraisa. The whole nusach is we're making a shortened version of the Birchas Hamazon deraisa. So if you look on page Chavtes, they quote a Taisvis on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph Brachos. So the Gemara has a question here about if you ate pachas with Yashir, that you don't have to make a bracha. The Taisvis says, "Hai nidafka bracha shel achrav, the be'inon shir." Our brachas are fun of few pachas with Yashir, the Osman goes up with bracha. Bainly and Achir, Bainly and Shir. Our brachas are after Bainly and Shir, Shir Moli Lugmov. Station is the Shir Moli Lugmov. Mechaber Paskins that the Shir is, that the Shir is Revius. Machalik is Rishayna. So then Taisk goes on to say, V'hari haya oyne bevayi nefashas, kivin to lav brachas chashuvihi, afilu mebotze mishirura mevachina bevayi nefashas. So that seems to be the suffix in Taisus is what is the gather of Bayin Nefashis. The Taisus Lainir, which is how he Paskin is, that Bayin Nefashis is also an extension of Mein Shalosh to things which don't even fit into the Mein Shalosh, like Mayim and other things that don't even fit into the Mein Shalosh. So Chazal were Masakin a new bracha, they took it one step further. There's the Dereis Birchas Hamazon, the Rabbanon of Mein Shalosh, and then there's the next stage Rabbanon of things which don't even fit into the Mein Shalosh, the Masakin Bari Nefashis. So then it has the Shir, just like Bari Nefashis. The Chayr, the Svar of the Ri, is that the Bari Nefashis is taka a new bracha that was made specifically that was not connected to birchas hamazon, and therefore it would also have the klal of aslan lanz b'omer of bracha, and therefore that's why the Rebbe held that you make a bracha even on a kol shu. But we paskin like the shitas ha'taisus that all these brachas are connected to birchas hamazon, and therefore all of them require shir. And even though bracha rishayna, not with the mission, does not require shem ikar din, because the din of asul adon lahanus play bracha is on a kol shu, but the mechayiv of bracha chreina is not just on the hana kol shu, it's on the kidei sviya, the hana kiyumis, and therefore requires a shir for that bracha chreina.